What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants were vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready.
Yo, and welcome to a very, very special episode of What Is TWS.
Yes, sir.
This is episode 50. Half a hundred.
Half a hundred.
50 episodes. That's a lot. That's a lot. I think we got like damn near like a week's worth of audio. Like you'd have to sit for like several days.
Yeah.
To listen to every episode of the podcast right now.
I can't believe we put out that many.
Put out a lot of episodes. And I'm just happy that we're still doing it. We stuck with it. I've seen the growth. We're growing. We're gathering. We're gaining listeners.
Yeah.
Gaining support, followers. So I appreciate everyone that's supported the podcast so far. I guess we should introduce ourselves on the 50th.
Yeah, right.
As always, I am J.Dot Flan.
And this is Rich Nerd.
Yes, sir. And we are the White Pants Society.
The White Pants Society.
And don't ask what it means at this point. I explained it like several episodes ago.
You got to listen to them, people.
You got to listen to the episodes. But the White Pants Society has nothing to do with pants or white pants. Maybe a little with society. I don't know. But what is TWS.com? Go there, find out everything you need to know. But yeah, as you can tell, I'm in a little bit of a mood. I'm happy that we're doing the 50th episode. I'm very happy about that. But I've been listening to Joe Budden for the last hour or so. So I got my anger game on 1,000 right now. Yeah. I'm ready to go at some people.
So I don't know. It's time for the rant of the day.
Hey, let's get into the rant because we got nicer, friendlier, funnier stuff to come. But I want to speak to some folk. This is what I don't understand about my people. And by my people, I'm talking about niggas.
They're not just everybody. It's just people, black niggas in general.
People will stand in line to pay $25 for a brick or buy a rebranded IKEA bag for, what were they charging for that thing, like $300?
It was more than that.
That
bag was expensive.
I'm not asking for any of your money.
Yeah. Not asking you to buy shit.
I don't want to. I tried to give away a shirt, Rich. I tried to give the people something. I ain't asking for any of your money. Really, all I'm asking for, if you support TWS, if you support Rich, if you support me, if you support Elise, this is for her future. I'm trying to secure my baby's future. It's just a retweet, a repost, a comment, or anything. It feels like, it feels like with like family and friends. It's like pulling teeth. Like the support that we get, a lot of times comes from the outside and other podcasters who are eager to cross promote and and get to know someone else and share ideas. But it's like for the people that say they rock with you, it's hard. So I'm challenging my folks. Before you go buy some Air Lonzos or whatever them joints, them $4.95 Lonzos, just repost. One of my episodes, just one. I ain't even asking you particularly to listen to it. I'm just asking you to spread the word at this point. Spread the word. Let other people know we exist. Maybe you got some folks that might have, that might get something from this podcast. But I got a lot to say, and I ain't going to stop. So you can either unfriend me or I'm going to flood your timeline from now forward. I ain't going to stop. And I got plenty of time. And I know y'all on Facebook, because I'm on Facebook promoting this podcast all day. So I see you. I see you, nigga.
And it's crazy, because people will go out of their way not to support you.
Yeah.
They will do everything but support you. And like you said, you be on Facebook.
I see you.
They won't like your post.
Yeah.
Now, if you post some stupid shit, a dumb sentence, a meme, something retarded, instant like, people start reposting it, retweeting, and have conversations about it.
Yeah.
But something that you're trying to actively better yourself, improve your situation, improve your family life, and you're not even asking for money.
I ain't asking for money.
All I ask you All I want you to do is just retweet it. All
right. I ain't asking repost it. It's a click. It's a click. It's a quick.
Won't do it.
It's a quick twitch of your finger. Just click, 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 click.
People won't support you until you made it, and then by that time, it's too late, and they got their hand out anyway. It's crazy.
But it ain't going to stop. So like I said, you can either remove me or just prepare to have your timeline flooded because I'm 50 episodes in. I'm dead serious about this. I've bought equipment. I got bills coming in for the podcast. I'm spending my own money to make this thing happen, and I'm not giving up. I believe in my concept. I believe in my dream. And y'all going to believe in me too one day. I'm not even coming across as angry as I want to. I think the Joe Budden wore off because I listened to that Royce song right before we started. Mm-hmm. I Hate Your Pants. If we were talking about skinny jeans, maybe I'd be a little bit more upset.
Good thing I wore my straight legs. But the shit is stupid. I don't even got a rant. Ain't no rant could be good enough to follow up with that one at this point because I'm on the same thing. It don't make no sense.
I'm just saying, people. I got like, I think 300 or some odd Facebook friends. I should have way more plays than this right now. Or my post should have way more reach, you know, than this right now. So I'm putting everybody on blast. I'm gonna start calling folks out. I'm starting tagging people in posts. If you say you rock with me, if you say, you know, I'm not asking you to support what I do. I'm not asking you to agree with what I say. If you don't, you know, drop me a comment. Let me know what you don't like about the podcast. Let me know why. You know, you're not interested in supporting it or backing it. I'm interested in that information too. But if you think there's any value in this, or if you just blindly want to support one of your people, click, repost. That's all I need, people. That's all I need.
And it's crazy because once upon a time, you could at least get a play.
Yeah.
Like if you at least went to the website, it would play for you. It would autoplay. If you, everyone on your friends list, on my friends list, at least listened.
Yeah.
Went to the website one time, it will register a play.
So don't do that. Can I admit some bullshit that I do? But this is the effort that I put into supporting other people. Like so I follow a lot of other podcasters. A lot at this point. And there's no way possible that I can listen to everybody's podcast. But I will go down the list of the people I follow and I just click play. Mm-hmm. Even if I only play it
register for 10 play, seconds. Show some love.
That gives a play. You know, that helps them attract advertisers. That helps them, you know, move forward what they're doing. You know, when I get a chance, I'll go back and listen to the whole thing. But if all I can do is register one play for those folks,
you good.
I'm going to do it. So that's all I'm asking for, people.
I'll do the same thing. I go to all of my favorite podcasts, try to give them at least one play. All of the ones that follow us show us a lot of love. You know, yeah. I'll go back and I try to listen to a lot of the episodes. Sometimes I can't get all the way through them. You know, sometimes I like to play them in the background at work, but at least, you know, try to do that retweet, that repost, try to get that love shown, try to get at least that one play, you know, just help them grow.
Yeah. But shout out to everyone that does rock with us. I'm gonna try to come up with names. If I miss you, it's just cause this was a spur of the moment thing. But yeah, TT Charities always backs us, Dallas Site Models, not to mention my man Jernigan. Jacinia, my man Kayvon, Sophia, who was on the show, who is a star in the making. We're going to get her back out here, get some Nine Bandit, get that popping again. Miss Sharon has shared and liked episodes, much appreciated. My man Larry, Kicks. I said, we got Alexander, what's his name? Alexander.
Oh, Alex.
Yeah. Another friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then the podcasters, Just Say Words. Just In Time Podcast. Now, Reset Podcast.
When you name all those people you just named.
Yeah.
How many are actually family?
Not very many.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Not very many.
Damn.
My wife, Tammy. Shout out to Hamps.
Probably five people altogether was family. Yeah. On both sides. Both sides.
But yeah, but I do appreciate those that support me. I'm just asking for those folks. It's gonna take you several clicks to buy them big baller shoes. I just need one. I need one click.
I might fuck around and unfollow somebody who does buy them ugly ass, dumbass shoes. Well, made no sense.
I gotta get my good night kisses. Hold on before we continue with the video. I mean the podcast. Daddy gets good night kisses. Oh, Mwah. You want to say hello?
She always gets shy in front of the mic.
All you do is talk all day. Say hi. All right. Night,
in case y'all didn't see that. Well, you didn't see it because we don't got no cameras up. She waved in the mic.
All right. Night, night.
Good night, Elise.
Night. Elise making
say hi again.
The night, night round.
Hi.
She's getting better at it. Now she talks.
All right. All right. So good thing Dad got his. We're gonna
get her
a
script
because I probably won't be able to get that loud again. All right, Rich. All right, let's move on to the meat and potatoes of the episode. But I think we got some good topics. I'm going.
We got a few.
I'm going there. I'm gonna let you direct things.
All right. So this first one, I didn't know how I felt about this one. I had some thoughts on this one. I thought it was some funny shit. So I had to send this to you earlier.
All right.
When we were at work, because what the fuck? Because I don't know no women who with this shit, but it is what it is. So found this article surfing the interwebs. The wife of a successful African-American executive. That's the name of the title. Apparently says the key to a successful marriage and keeping a good black man is to let him have side chicks. That's the key. That's the secret. She found it out.
Yeah.
Her and her husband have an open relationship. She says he's enough for her, so she doesn't have anybody on the side. But he's allowed to have all the side chicks he wants, as long as he's honest about it, comes home, tells everything. You know, he even had two kids. The side with the side chicks. She's fine with it. I think she also has six kids. I don't know if it was six kids with him or six altogether.
Six including the two? I don't know.
All I know is, the secret to a happy marriage, ladies, is letting your man have a side chick.
Man. Yeah. All right, so you want to go?
Like, you over.
What I don't like, one, is that the way the article phrased it was the only way to keep a good black man.
Which is damn sure ain't.
Right. But, and so is this exclusive to black men? Like the only way to keep a good black man?
Because black men ain't the only people out here having side chicks.
Exactly.
Or so, marital issues.
I wasn't cool with that. And then that makes it seem like, you know, if the only way to keep us, then that means every black man has this desire to have, you know, the multiple chicks.
Which ain't true. Don't put that on me.
Don't put that on me. And then my other thing is this is, again, to me, here I am. I'm going to go on my definition soapbox. But this is, again, an attack on definition. Like, if you want this kind of relationship where you got your chick and your side chicks, that's something other than a marriage.
Yeah.
In my mind. Like, if that's the kind of relationship you want, to me, that doesn't fall under the definition of the commitment involved in a marriage. And I think the more we keep blurring this line as to what marriage means and what, you know, what a marriage is, it's just getting out of control. Getting way out of control. But, you know, I think Ninth Wonder put it best in one of his on an interlude on one of Fonte's songs. He was like, the problem for a lot of men is that they get married or they want to make this commitment to a woman, but they can't shake the fact that they still want to, you know, smash other women. And I as a married man, I'm a on us. This is how personal and real I get on the podcast, Rich. I tell all my best. I'm gonna get in trouble for this later. This is a long conversation me and Tammy gonna have to have at some point this week. After this episode comes out,
let's hear it.
But I'm gonna say, yeah, I'm physically attracted to other women. I would like to smash other women, for lack of a better phrase for that.
See, the difference between and I say this all the time, the difference between a convicted criminal and the average person walking down the street, the convicted criminal acted
on that
urge to kill that person, rob that bank, do whatever. A cheater acts on those urges.
Yeah.
A faithful person realizes that, yes, there are other attractive people in the world. You know, it could be fun. Do I value my relationship more? Do I love the person I'm with more? Is that piece of ass over there worth sacrificing what I have? No. It's motherfucking not.
I'm glad you said it that way. That made me remember this Patrice O'Neal bit where he was like, you know, men and women in terms of commitment are right neck and neck with each other. Up until one point, he's like, you get a woman, And you be like, you know, do you love your man? She say, yeah. She like, you know, do you love, you know, the house and the family you've built with him? And say, yeah. And they be like, all right, you see Denzel Washington or who's the hot nigga right now? And the Ely dude, is that
Michael? Do people still like Michael Ely?
Are they still doing the green eye dude? I just say, you see Michael Ely over there. Would you risk everything you've built and grown with your man for a night with Michael Ely? And they be like, no. And it be the truth. And then you get a dude and be like, you love your girl? Yeah. You love the family and everything that y'all have built together? Of course. You see Shorty over there passed out next to the dumpster? Would you risk everything for one night with her? And dude be like, damn, she do look kind of... She do look fat as shit leaned up against that dumpster, though. I don't know. Like that, but I'm just saying, maturity is delayed gratification. When you want something, but you can hold off that want because you're looking for something more. You're looking for something better. So it's not that you have that desire. You're supposed to be mature enough or strong enough or love someone enough to put those desires to the side if it means a stronger, closer relationship with that person.
And or look within your relationship itself to fulfill those desires as well. Like, okay, you know, I want something spicy, boom. Instead of going on here and having spicy sex, you know, you communicate that with your partner and you live those fantasies with
I need some strange. Why don't you just go to a hotel, turn all the lights off,
I meet you there,
and call yourself Tamika. Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the part. And I'm probably going to get in trouble for this conversation too. But it is what it is. Just, you know what? We said a while back in like one of the first episodes when we were talking about relationships. At the end of the day, a marriage and any other serious relationship for that matter is a choice.
It's a choice.
You wake up every day and you make the choice. I wake up every day and I look at the person that I'm with. And I smile and I say, I'm here and I'm committed to making this work.
Yeah.
And I'm committed to being here. Like, I chose this because this is what I want. This is what makes me happy for better or for worse, good or bad. Everybody's going to have ups and downs.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, this is my choice. This is where I want to be.
And that works for anything that you're going to be involved with that's going to be successful. If you're a successful executive, you wake up every day with something for that business or something for your company or whoever's company that you have to do. And there's nothing obligating you to do it other than you choosing every day. Yep. I'm going to go to work. You know, I'm going to do my job. I'm going to pick up this phone. I'm going to go to that meeting. It's the same thing with a relationship. You want a successful relationship, there are choices to be made.
You got
to
work at it.
Every day. And I think articles like this, like, just create a cop-out. Nah, you don't have to make choices and make sacrifices to have a successful relationship. Or you as the man don't have to make these sacrifices. The woman can make all these sacrifices. Mm-hmm. And a telling thing about that article is her little, he's enough for me. Because as much as dudes probably would be like, yeah, open relationship, yeah, I'm cool with that. You cool with that until she bring Tyrone through the house.
Mm-hmm.
Then you ain't so cool no more.
First of all, I don't care what.
Because a threesome is a dude and two women. I just want that to be clear.
So I was going. So everybody knows. I was going to hit that. But I was going to mention that in a second because number one, I was going to say, I don't care what nobody says.
Yeah.
Nobody. And I'm not even married. I'm not going to sit here and tell the person I'm with, I'm okay with another nigga fucking you.
Nah.
Hell no. I don't... No. Fuck dudes.
Everybody
are stupid. No, exactly. It's not that important for me to get a piece of ass.
Nah.
That I'm going to tell you that you can get that nigga a piece of ass? Get the fuck out of here. No, I don't mean to be vulgar, but fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Hell no. No, don't even... Up here, first of all, when you look at motherfucking picture the wrong way, oh, Tammy looking for real. Get the fuck out of here. No. So we not going there. That's number one. Number two, I can't be married and we having all types of threesomes. And just like my partner, my brother just said, a threesome is one man and two women. The rule says, thou shall not touch swords. What you do in your household stands a woman, that's your business. We not having no threesome with two dudes and a woman. No. That
two
just
dudes
don't work.
And a woman is a train. That's what
that means. Yeah, exactly. It's not a threesome. No.
It's a train.
Get your vernacular.
Let's get the definitions. all straight here.
This is the one that we not gonna lose. You're not stealing these definitions from us.
Not gonna steal this definition. All right, so let me do this. Let me take it a step further. So, because this article claims this is the only way to keep a good black man. Let me give you my view of how to keep a good black man. A good man in general. Men want peace. I said it before. If you can be the source of peace for a man, he'll come back to that. Because the world is just like one big shitstorm for like you gotta go through every day with this face on, with this mask on. Mm-hmm. You gotta be strong through everything. You can't break down. You can't, you know. In my relationship, in my marriage with Tammy, you know, things happen and she's very excitable and she gets stressed, you know, kind of quickly, and things will happen. And yeah, I'm upset too, but because I know we have to keep moving forward and it's going to stress her to the point where she may want to throw her hands up, I've got to keep the cooler head and say, yeah, it's fucked up, but we got to keep moving. 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 When after all that's said and done, after that day is over, you need that place where you can come and you can take the mask off and be like, man, this was a fucked up day. I'm hurting. I may want to cry, whatever, but this is the place I can come.
Exactly.
And know that things are going to be peaceful. I got somebody to got mm-hmm. my back.
Be my peace.
I got somebody to be my peace. I got somebody to say.
And I feel like people even take that the wrong way. Because I think I told Renee that one time and she took it the wrong way. You know, me saying be my peace, I'm not saying that you got to be subservient or submissive or
agree with everything I say.
Or totally agreeable. That just means regardless of what happens in this relationship, I know I can go to you.
Yeah.
That you're going to have my back. I'm not saying, oh, I had a bad day. I need to come home and for you to shut the fuck up. You ain't got to shut the fuck up. Talk to me about it. If you're going to argue with me, argue with me. But I know that you're going to be here arguing out of love or whatever the case may be. Whatever we're going through, we're going through it together. And just embrace
me. You're not attacking
don't
me.
Don't be the person to attack me and push me away.
Yeah. I tell Tammy that all the time. Like, I'll wake up in the middle of the night and just reach over and touch her. She'd be like, what?
I'm just making sure.
That was it. Knowing that you were there. Whatever thought mm-hmm. I was just having, reaching over and touching your shoulder and knowing that you still laying right beside mm-hmm. me is enough to calm me down. So, ladies, just be that peace. That's enough to keep a man. You ain't got to let him go out and fuck everything. Just be his source of peace. And you know what we want more than sex? Respect.
True. Very, very, respect. Very true.
So I'm going to lay that out there because this article is some bullshit.
Slow clap for that one. Slow clap for that one. Because some people don't get it. And so it's a snippet. We're going to talk about this subject on an upcoming episode, probably the one with C's if we can get him. But this whole independent black woman, I don't need a man kind of thing. We're going to talk about the subject matter and further later on. But it's a lot of women out here feeling like that and in relationships going wrong because they're not letting the man be the man. And when I say that, you know, you don't got to be subservient. You don't got to bend over backwards to please him. But at the same time, you know, let a man be a man. If a man, it's in his nature to fix things. It's in his nature to try to provide, to try to protect,
yeah.
to do those type of things. And, you know, I've seen this. Men pull out chairs for women and they're getting mad. Opening doors for women and they're getting mad. You know, trying to be like, oh, I'm going to pay for all of this. Or I'm going to carry the groceries. And women literally getting mad. Oh, no, I can do this for myself. I don't need you. I'm not saying that you can't. I'm not saying that you need me to do it.
Yeah.
I'm just here to do it so that you don't have to. I'm not saying you can't. I would just like very much to do it,
to
for,
do
you.
It for you.
Yeah. And see, that's the part that people don't get. So we're going to talk about that subject matter on another episode. But yeah.
We had to get some women for that episode.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's why I couldn't do it today.
Had to get some ladies.
We're going to get trolled.
Where the ladies at? All right.
But yeah, that article was stupid.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
Ain't no extra dicks flying around nowhere.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Tammy Evercall, I'm putting it on the podcast now so the police can arrest me immediately. If Tammy ever called me to let me know that she's cheating on me I told her she's going to have to do it over the phone or in a letter and she needs to be far enough away from me that I could not get there easily.
Yeah.
It's gonna have to take some days for me to get from where I am to where she is so that I could possibly have
that emergency flight home.
Have calmed down.
See, but the real reason why I went on vacation.
Right. Because if she's anywhere that I can get to her, y'all gonna be in the news. I'm like, it's fucked up with Flan did that. I'm being completely honest with you. I could never have an open relationship because that's the level of what's the word? That's like a level of rage. I would reach if I thought something that was mine was being given to somebody else.
And then the other thing about it, the people who like they have open relationship, but then they also like, you know, come tell me all about it. Why? Why?
Ooh. You better not let me get no details. You better not give me no specifics. I'm really gonna hit the roof.
All right, time out. So I was scrolling online, looking at articles, going past shit, trying to find like some other articles that I wanted to add to our clip for the next one. I keep seeing articles all over. Big Black died. Shout out to Big Black. Rest in peace. From Rob, Big. Yeah, he died. Rob 45. Deirdics. But I just seen the dumb. I gotta turn this around.
Birdman.
It's a picture of Birdman and this little Indian looking dude. But Birdman pants are sagging. A dude is in a towel, and Birdman got a big tube of KY.
I'm hoping, you know, they do amazing things with photographs these days. If that's what he do, that's what he do.
Listen, but
that's what he do. That's what he do.
Fuck it.
I never really was a Cash Money fan. So.
What the fuck?
I'm out. That's what he do. That's what he do. I don't know. Woo.
Yeah. Listen. Fuck it.
Hey, did you hear the article about where like Manny Fresh was admitting that like Cash Money has something to do with like the death or the destruction of hip hop?
Damn.
Yeah. I think he was saying like before them, hip hop had like several sub genres. Like when Cash Money came out, there was like conscious hip hop, and you mm-hmm. had your gangster rap, and you had, and all of them kind of coexisted at the same time. And then all of a sudden, like Cash Money came, and it was like, we got money, bling, bling, bling. And they just like took over to the point that that's all that rap music became about afterward. And like he accepts some responsibility or kind of puts that on Cash Money. In terms of the death of hip-hop.
Yeah, they did ruin shit.
I don't completely agree with them. I put the death of hip-hop around the No Limit phase. Because No Limit was dropping albums like every week.
Back to fucking back.
And I think that's when rap went from like... Rap became a product. It was no longer an art form. It was something to manufacture and sell. Mm-hmm. It just became like cookie cutter. How quickly can we get out another, you know, CD... that we can sell. We sold something this week. Let's package something up. So, you know, it used to be you could make a classic album and a classic album could stand and you could be a star off one album for years. And then it became, you need to be releasing multiple albums a year to stay relevant.
You know? Yeah, that shit is crazy.
So I put it on No Limit. All right, but that's, we got sidetracked. What else we got? What else we got?
All right, so take us into this Chris Boss thing.
All right, because this was funny. This is hilarious.
This is motherfucking funny.
Because I've been a Chris Bosh hater for a long time. Like, Chris Bosh is one of the only dudes I'm aware of that can be standing next to a beautiful woman that's his wife and still look gay. Like, just look unapologetically
gay. He never going
like,
to get over that champagne thing.
Yeah, he'd be wearing pink suits with no socks and... it's crazy. But anyway, so he and his wife rented their mansion to a porn company. And the porn company is now suing them for saying that the mansion was too dirty. Now, whenever a porn company...
Something's too dirty for a porn company.
It's like, yo, this is unlit. They said they had to seek medical attention for rashes and other... problems that they ended up with from being in the house. If your house is giving porno junk rash, come on, yo. What this Chris Bosh? Like, what kind of house? What state of disrepair could the house have been in.
Yeah, that's reckless.
That the porn company had to take their people to get rashes looked at.
You so dirty. You know, that a porn company?
It's like, nah. They came in like, for real? Nah, this is too filthy.
All the HPV going up and through there.
Yo. And I've seen some porns in some filthy places. Nah, I'm getting in trouble for that one, too.
That shit is crazy. I can't believe that.
But yeah, they suing them for a significant... Because I think they paid like $138,000 to rent the place, including like a $92,000 security deposit. So they want their deposit back plus damages.
First of all, he fucking millionaire. Why you got rat droppings and shit all over your motherfucking mansion? Like, the fuck?
Dude, like what? I've been in people's houses and never walked through. I've been in people's houses and been like, this is not exactly... clean, and I still ain't leave with a rash. Like, what was going on?
Yeah, like, was you bare ass in the rat droppings? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a porn show. They might have been bare ass in the rat droppings. That might have been exactly what was going on.
That shit's fucked up.
I don't know, but yeah, Chris Bosh, I hope the blood clots and things is healing up with it. I'll clean your house, dog. If the porn people don't want to use your house,
try to get that extra money.
Fucking up. Hey, y'all can rent my place. We ain't got no rat droppings.
That's just some disgusting
but
shit.
But I am coming through this joint with a black light when you leave. Don't play around. You have to pay to get it professionally clean. Now, I'd have to move. I don't think... Could you come back and live in a place after you know a porno had been filmed there?
Hell no.
Yeah, I'd have to move. You have to pay me enough to move. You can just have the house. Burn this motherfucker down. All right, what else we got, Rich?
All right, so this other thing I just saw online, this I never knew there were different types of, like, eagles and shit. So, like, I've seen, like, the bald eagle, which I don't know why it's a bald eagle, because the shit got hair in his head. I don't know. But this motherfucking got a sea eagle. And
a sea eagle?
A real motherfucking bird.
All right. See, this is one of the people I'm saying, like, if you can afford an eagle, you can click on a link.
But did you see that bird?
I saw that. That's a big-ass bird.
20 pounds? 20 pounds of motherfucking eagle?
I'm good.
This bird can fly away with a lease.
See, now she can't go outside no more, Rich. It's your fault.
That shit crazy.
She can't leave the house no more. I can't be walking down the street and think a bird is going to snatch her up. Fly off.
But yeah, so the the last one we got on the books, and this shit was stupid. So these dudes, six dudes got together, college students, young dudes, they're all between like 21 and like 24, 25 or some shit like that. Six dudes got together, planned it out, robbed an armored truck. Basically, they didn't plan it out too much, though. They underestimated how much money was going to be in the truck. So they robbed this armored truck. They got away with $9.8 million.
Right. Which apparently, was only half the money.
That was about half the money that was in the truck. They left the rest because they didn't bring enough garbage bags to clean out the truck. First of all, if you're going to do it, you might as well go all the way. Did you, like, just run up, grab a few garbage bags?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And take the box.
Take the box.
Take the whole fucking... 30 garbage bags from the motherfucking box.
How you going to plan armed car robbery and be frugal with the amount of bags? Like, we're only gonna take
you pinching pennies. Pinch a motherfucker.
You about to rob
motherfucking spindle of 30 them 33 gallon garbage bags come in like boxes of like 20 30 and shit. The heavy duty ones, they probably like $6.95. Get the heavy duty garbage bags, fill them motherfuckers up, get the shit with the drawstring, so all you got to do is cinch it off, throw it over your shoulder and go.
Yeah, how you run out of garbage bags?
You gonna cheapen out trying to see. They need to watch Ocean's motherfucking 13. That's what the fuck they needed to do. You don't cheapen out on a job. You get the good supplies. Now, these dudes robbed the armored truck. Still got away with $9.8 million. Can I tell you, these dumb motherfuckers shitted the money away. They went taking little bootleg hood-ass, nigga-ass trips. Tattoos.
Strippers.
Fucking strippers.
Mother's Day gifts, though. What did they get their mother at? They listed Mother's Day gifts in the article, but I never saw, like, what did they buy them houses or something? Like, what Mother's Day gifts was they dropping?
I don't know. They some They hit their mother off with the pre-commissary money or some shit. I don't know. The shit is stupid. Lifetime
supply of garbage bags.
How do you? What do you? Six dudes, $9.8 million. Yeah. That's about $1.6 million a piece. What did you honestly? That $1.6 million. You had to buy $1.6 million worth of hookers, liquor, cars, and bullshit.
So you, they college students, they college students that were bright enough to plan a armed car robbery, but nobody said, like, you could invest that money or move it around, put it in places, live off some of the interest. Like, you could be good for a substantial amount of time.
This is shit I don't get.
If you just, like, you smart enough to do all of this, and then that's when you stop thinking. Well, they stop thinking with the garbage bag, so I don't know. But yeah, now they're asking for leniency on the 25-year sentence that they're trying to give each one of them.
And my thing is, leniency for what? You were smart enough to pull it off. See, you deserve that time. You deserve that time to reflect on what you did to fuck up. Where'd you fuck up at? One, you didn't bring the whole roll of garbage bags. You fucked up there. You left money on the table. You planned out the perfect motherfucking robbery. You got in the truck. You spotted the truck. You cased the truck. You got the money out and left half the money on the table. That was half-assed job, number one. Number two, you blew all the motherfucking money. Y'all niggas had $1.63 million apiece, and you blew it. You blew it on bullshit. You got nothing to show for it. And then you're going to shout out your mom, talking about, yeah, I gave my mom a Mother's Day gift. Guess what? Now they know all that shit your mom got between Thursday and Wednesday came from your ass. She got to take it all right back.
It's going back.
You blew her up. That's number two. Number three, y'all motherfuckers, you're just stupid. You're stupid. You deserve that 25 years to motherfucking reflect.
I think it's the perfect sentence because the 25 years is enough time to keep them off the streets and not allow them to procreate. Because this level of stupidity, we don't need to continue. We need to go ahead and stop this now. So can let them stay in jail until they're too old, you know, to father any kids. And then we can be done with it. But you're going to rob. How do you not bring enough trash bags?
That's what I'm saying. Just bring the box. How do you not?
Y'all didn't have nothing else to carry it with? You couldn't, like, just stuff it in your drawers or something? Like, there's no way you could get the rest.
I can understand, you know, y'all had real bags. Y'all had some hardcore duffels because, you know, y'all ready and shit. But trash bags? You could have got an extra box for 99 cents at the corner. You cheaping out on trash bags, and that's the cheapest shit that you gonna need?
Right. That shit crazy. The easiest part of the plan was the trash bag. I wonder whose job it was to get the trash. Did he get a full cut? Like, did they get back to the spot? Be like, nah, nigga, you don't get 1.6 because you brought three trash bags.
How do you plan a robbery of an armored car and not bring enough shit to carry the money out of the armored car?
I didn't even think you could do that no more. Like, I thought it was just...
Yeah, I know. This is 2017. Cars got all types of sensors. There's cameras everywhere. Even if it was possible, honestly, I don't know nobody who got the cojones to try to knock off a motherfucking armored car. Yeah. You going to knock off an armored car in 2017 and y'all in college? Y'all in... Their bills must have been some shit. They had a fight with their girlfriend. These motherfucking millennials, y'all motherfuckers, thought y'all was gonna knock off a motherfucking armored car. Man. See,
we gotta get a scoreboard because the millennials have taken.
They're taking L. They're taking L
after L. Hey, y'all gotta come back somehow. I don't know how you're gonna do it.
Millennials can't even rob an armored car, right?
Well, they can, and they just don't know what to do.
That's the dumbest shit. You gonna rob a car? How do you tell your boy that? Yo, we just robbed a rob a car. You know what? We left half the cash back there though. We left another 10 mil in the truck because we wasn't prepared.
We had enough trash bags to get it though.
Have your parents never told you about doing shit half ass?
No. You but have 25 years is appropriate because to me, If you blew 1.6 that fast, then you probably live like 25 years worth of life in them couple of... I don't even know how long it was between the robbery and they got caught, but... I don't know. The fact that people still believe they can rob a bank or arm a car or whatever and get away with it is beyond me. I don't know. Like I said in a couple episodes back, like I grew up with a instilled fear of authority, and there's like certain rules I just won't break because I ain't trying to go to jail.
Yeah, I've been hungry. I've been upset. I've been broke. I have never been so down. Like, and I've had down days. I've never been so motherfucking down that I entertain, like, legitimately and fervently entertain the idea of robbing a bank, robbing a store, fucking robbing a motherfucking armored car.
Armored car.
Man.
You know what it was? That's some strong weed. That's what that was. Cause that sounded like a weed conversation. That sounded like it started off with just a bunch of high college students. Like, we could probably rob an armored car. And then they just never came down with how they kept rolling with it. They was too high to grab enough trash bags. That's what it was. It's fucking weed. Y'all need to stop fucking around. The strains is too strong right now, Rich. They've gone crazy. Too far with the fucking weed. You don't need to be that high. This would be a lesson to everybody. The levels of highness you don't want to reach, because then you're going to fuck around, rob an armored car, don't bring enough trash bags, blow all the money, and then got to spend 25 years in jail.
Shit is fucking crazy.
Just say no, people. Just say no.
So two things. I got to make a point, but then I got to tell you about this nasty-ass video that I just saw. So point number one, me and Renee just had this conversation last night about motherfucking millennials. She was talking to one of her friends, and one of her friends was telling her about one of the new managers at her store. She called her last night and she was talking to Renee, and she's like, she got a brand new manager. Dude came in, talked a good game, basically built himself up, saying everything he gonna do for the store, everything sound perfect. Hired the dude ain't been doing shit. Ain't doing shit, not fulfilling what he's been saying. Turns out he never had a managerial position in his life. But just talked a good game, got his college degree, and just really sold himself. And she was like, you know, back in the day when we were coming up, like, you had to have, like, some experience, or you had to be able to back that shit up. And even some of us now, it's, like, instilled so much. Like, you'll see a job, and if the description sounds a little bit like, you know, you might not be able to do it, you might not go for it.
Yeah.
Because you might not have that extra confidence. Whereas these millennials, like, I said it, motherfucking millennials, they just don't care. I could do it. Will build themselves up. They have the confidence enough to talk shit out their ass. And I'm going to be this chemistry teacher. Never mix the chemical a day in their life, but will convince you that they know what an acid and a base is, and get there and get the job. And then be like, oh shit, I actually got to do this motherfucker now. You know what I mean? What the fuck is wrong with these kids?
I don't know. We got to take responsibility, Rich. We trying to raise these kids. We got to teach them something. Listen to the podcast, man. Listen to the podcast, because yeah, Rich is giving y'all L after L at this point.
So I had to mention that. And then this video is motherfucking crazy. This guy got caught fucking having sex with an underage girl, fucking molesting this little girl or whatever. And they cut his motherfucking dick off. Like, they...
Nah, don't even turn it. Don't turn it.
Dude.
I don't want to see that.
He's in a bed, and there's blood everywhere, and somebody fucking recorded this shit, and his dick is laying on the motherfucking floor. What the fuck? And everybody in the comments is like, bravo, that's what I'm talking about. Like, the fuck?
All right, here we go. Flan does it again. See people. Anytime... We live
somebody
in the
said
world.
This is real petty, by the way.
Oh, okay. All right. You know what? I ain't even going to go on that. Because we're running out of time. I want to have my petty celebration, because I had to go ultra petty this weekend. So my wife. So first of all, that is petty, and I cannot celebrate a man getting his dick cut off. I just can't do it. I believe we should have more appreciation for life than that. We should not celebrate things of that nature. That's my feeling on that. But, my wife, my lovely, beautiful, and wonderful wife, signed me up for a 10K over the weekend. So we at Rich's house for Cinco de Mayo.
I called it.
We at Rich's house for Cinco de Mayo, and another one of my buddies is there, and he agrees to do the race with us. And we're talking about, you know, what the day is going to be like and what pace we're going to run or whatever. And, you know, back when me and my wife were serious runners, you know, I was way faster than her. So the whole idea behind me doing this race was just to run with her because that would push her a little bit or whatever. So she'd been going to the gym like 4 or 5 times a week. So she's feeling herself right now. So at the party, unsolicited, because did anybody ask her who was in better shape, Rich? I don't think nobody asked. Out of nowhere, she just like, well, I'm in better shape than him. You know, so he might have to keep up with me. I'm just like, I bet. We'll see. And Rich, called in all his infinite wisdom, said, Tammy, I think you underestimate how petty Flan is. And so, sure enough.
Petty wins races. I said it. Petty wins races.
Petty wins races. Petty energizes.
Said it.
I got out there, and people, I'm still hurting right now. Like, that was not fun. And I was pushing the stroller. I was pushing our running stroller. So, that's about another, you know, between the baby and the stroller, that was like 30 pounds extra that I'm pushing. And we get to, like, the last, like, kilometer. Like, I mean, it's a really tense race. Like, I just kept her in my sights. She was ahead of me for the majority of the race. I kept her in my sights. And right as we were making the final turn to head toward the finish line, I was hurting. I took off, Rich. And when I took off, like, my legs, like, the cramps started immediately when I took off. But the pettiness, the pure pettiness running through my system was like adrenaline, and it allowed me to like push through the pain. I was driven by pettiness. I pushed through the pain, and I beat my wife by like fractions of a second. I don't even know. We got to look at the official results at some point, but I beat her by like less than a second, I think. But that was the power of petty. I was so. She asked when we got out there. She was like, "So what's the plan? You know, are we going to run, walk it? You know, 2 minutes on, 2 minutes off." I'm like, "My only plan is to beat you. That's all I got going today. That's all that's on my mind." And I let her get ahead of me. Not let her. She got ahead of me because I was hurting. I couldn't do it. I am out of shape. But I just, in my mind, it was just keep her in your sights. Keep her in your sights, Flan. You know you could catch her at the end. And I sure enough did. So I want to congratulate myself for seeing the petty through. Like, if you're going to be petty, you got to go all the way with it. You got to stick with it. You can't be petty and then, like, pull up at the last second. But I will admit, like, I was halfway through the race in my head, I was like, man, I'm about to lose. She going to beat me. Like, I'm already, like, in my head coming up with my speech for how I'm going to take this L. I'm like, man, you know, I just got to admit, yeah, she was in better shape than me. Yeah, there was moments of doubt. My petty did go through moments of doubt. But at the end of the day, petty wins races.
That shit is crazy.
Petty wins races. So, yeah, shout out to my wife. Shout out to Silicon Labs and the Sunshine Run. Shout out to my daughter for being my motivation, for sticking with me.
She did a little jig at the end.
Yeah, she danced a little Irish jig in celebration of Daddy's win. See, the power of petty, people, it's not a negative thing. It can really push you. It can push you to places you ain't think you can make it. Like, embrace the petty. It's not that bad. But I don't know. I think that's where we're going to end this all. This has been the 50th episode of What Is TWS 50. Podcast? 50. Not the police. Do they even say that anymore? 50?
Do they? I don't hear it.
That's like a 90s thing.
But then again, I mean, we're not in those areas anymore.
Yeah, we're not in the areas. Is that the 90s? The millennials know what 50 is?
We all up in living in these good neighborhoods.
The millennials know what one time is?
One time.
But anyway, yep. So as always, ttcharities.org. I know one of the things Tavares has going right now, there's a, check our page, because I've reposted it on the What Is TWS Facebook page, but there is a children's book that they're pushing right now, where I think a piece of the proceeds goes toward TT Charities. So if you couldn't, you know, if just straight out donating and giving money wasn't something, you know, you were inclined to do, here's an opportunity to actually, you know, purchase something that's worthwhile from a black author. You know, so you'll get something for your money, but that some of that money will still go to the organization. So ttcharities.org. Please check out the website. do what you can. Donate time, money, clothes, books, whatever it is they need. If it's just a retweet or a repost, people, sometimes that's all it takes is a retweet or a repost. But let's support each other. Let's be our brother's keeper and help TT Charities do big things. And then we have CelebrityHairCorp.com.
Yeah.
For all your natural
hair care needs.
Hair care needs and extensions. Go get your bundles from CelebrityHairCorp.com.
They're clean and frame. Free shipping.
No tax. Don't know how they do it, but they do it. Take advantage of it. We have a hair lounge in Pflugerville. I was just there like 2 weeks ago. Hit them up. I think Rich posted some stuff on Instagram, sporting his cut from the hair lounge.
I need to go get crispy again. Champ. I might have to check them out this weekend. Champ hooked me up. Definitely hooked them up.
We still trying to plant some drugs or something on somebody so that he can get a spot with Drew. But Champ is your boy now. Champ is your man.
Champ's cool. Champ's a good guy. I'm gonna let the rest of Drew's people rock for now. For now.
You know, but if an anonymous call get made, I'm just saying, y'all might know where it came from.
I know people be calling out, so they be giving up their appointments. I get that slot.
Man, I be on the lookout. Like, I got to check that app like once a day just to see if a spot came open. Because I think right now I don't have an appointment to the 20th, so I'm gonna be...
Shit.
Yeah, it's gonna be a rough patch for me.
See, that's the only good thing about being a walk-in. I can just walk the fuck in.
And I've gone a couple of times and found like other barbers, but you know how it always feels like. Yeah, that feels like a relationship. Like, can you have an open barber relationship? I don't think you can have an open barber relationship. Have you ever gone to another barber and then come back to your barber, and all they do
they
is
can
like,
tell
they can tell, and then they talk shit about like who they cut go, your hair, yeah, who did so this?
Your line look a little bit further back. Or it'd be some shit.
So anyway, Hair Lounge out in Pflugerville. I can't think of the address right now, but. If you're in the Austin area or the Pflugerville area, it's definitely
the place to be. 800 Pecan?
Yeah, it sounds right. 800 Pecan Street in Pflugerville. Over there, around the corner from the Rolling Rooster.
That's the best place.
Go get your chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles.
So I don't know. On that note,
be the light.
Be the light. Support TWS. Repost or retweet if you can. I would really appreciate it.
God damn it. Give us a play.
Yeah, just give us a play. Just press play. All right. But that's it. Until the next time.
Peace.
Peace.